Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav Seif Ches. So this is the crack shofar, which is Ches and Tes. So we'll do Ches today. Maybe we'll do Tes. Let's see. Okay. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin Amen Aleph tells us shofar shenistak v'dovku pasul. If you have a shofar that cracks and then you glue it together, the shofar is pasul. Okay, there's a whole discussion what that means. We'll put on hold. Then the Mishnah continues. Dibek shvari shofros. If you have pieces of a shofar that you glued together like a 3D puzzle, it's also going to be puzzle. Now the next Amud we have a brisa, and the brisa makes a distinction between different types of cracked shofars. There's nisdak l'orko. There's a crack going lengthwise, the length of the shofar, and that the brisa says is possible. Then we have nisdak l'rachbo, widthwise, around the width, and that the brisa says it depends. In nishtayer boshir tkiya kosher v'im la posel. If you have the shofar, we learned has to be a tefach. If there's a tefach from where you put your mouth, the beginning of the shofar until the crack, a tefach or more, it's going to be kosher. If it's less than a tefach, then it's going to be pasul. Now, what does it mean? Well, we'll discuss now nisdak l'orko. You have a lengthwise crack. So, what does it mean? What kind of crack? So, Rashi and Tosa say it means that the entire length of the shofar is cracked from beginning to end. The Rush brings down a yesh mafarshim that says the exact opposite. B'kol duhu pasul. Even if there's a teeny tiny crack going lengthwise, it's going to be pasul. Why? Because through blowing the shofar, the physics, how you say this exactly in English, but basically, through the blowing of the shofar, that teeny tiny lengthwise crack is going to, through the power of the tkiah, through the
force.
Thank you. Through the force. Force. Okay. I like the word force. For the force of the tkiah is going to cause that little crack to get bigger, 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 bigger until it destroys the entire shofar. So even a tiny crack is kind of like waiting to crack fully, and it's as if it's fully cracked right now, and it's going to be possible. That's the Yesh Mefarshim brought down in the Rosh. Then the Magi Mishnah has some sort of compromise shita or middle of the road shita, and that is, he writes, nisdak kulo, fully cracked, rubo. Now, it's not exactly because, rubo, we have a concept in halacha of rubo kukulo. Once it's mostly cracked, so we can say it's as if the whole thing is cracked, so it's more of an extension, I guess, of the first opinion. But that, so we have three opinions. Fully cracked, anything else is kosher. Even a tiny lengthwise crack is going to be pasul, or rubo kukulo, as long as it's not mostly cracked, it's going to be okay. Now, we said that the reason, if it's not fully cracked, there's a small crack, so the force is going to make that crack grow, extend. What's the English word? I don't know. The force is going to make that crack go from a little crack to eventually crack the entire thing. Now, if it's fully cracked, it's puzzle. Game over. If it's not fully cracked, says the Rush, you can glue it together. You can glue it together. Now, what does it mean, glue it together? So, when the Torah brings this halacha down, he says, you glue it together, b'mino, using the same type of material as the shofar. You can't do what the Israelis do. You can't take silicon and solve all your shofar problems. So what does it mean, davku b'mino? So the Ramban says it means you take the shofar that has a crack in it, you heat it up, and then you smush it together, and then, supposedly, then it's going to stick together, and you'll get rid of the crack. That's what the Ramban says. Apparently, I didn't try this at home, But if you heat up the shofar now is more is malleable, and if you have a crack, it can you can seal the crack. It won't be cracked anymore. And there you didn't use any outside materials. You just use heat to seal it together. But, says Ramban, if you were to use glue, that wouldn't be good. Because glue is not a min of shofar. A glue is something else. The Rosh says, no, you can use glue. Glue is considered mino. Glue is not, I guess, significant enough. Now, we're not dealing with a hole. Okay, the hole is discussed in Sif Zion. We're talking about a crack. So, if I have a hole and there's glue there, so that's no problem. I'm not going to see the glue. Here, we have a crack and you just glue it, which is preventing it from extending. The glue is not so recognizable. The Rosh says the glue is fine. So, now let's see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Tuf, kuf, pei, vav, se'ifchas. Nizdak, la'orko, pasul. So, that's what the Brisa told us. If there's a lengthwise crack, the shofar is pasul. Mishibas of Kat and Laman Zayin, nizdak. Vidavka nizdak, specifically nizdak, the holech umosif, because it is going to, like we said, it's going to grow. We could do the comment, as we'll soon see. About binifgam kosher. If it's not cracked, but it's nifgam, kosher be kosher. It's going to be okay. What does nifgam mean? So, Dirshu, footnote 44, brings down from the Ali Rabba, that there's something slightly missing from the shofar. I think it means it didn't go all the way through. There's just like a piece missing on the outside of the shofar. That's how I understand it.
Chipped on the outside.
Let's see. There's something missing from the shofar. The adiv mean nizdak. It's better than nizdak shapasul api shein bo chisaron. Now, nifgam is something missing from the shofar. When it's cracked, there's nothing missing. It's just cracked. So why is the crack worse? She can have said that she ain't bochisaron, even though there's nothing missing in it, just the crack, darko lahosa v'lisadik, oh, because the crack, the nature of the crack, and the way the shofar is handled through blowing it with the force of the tzkira is going to extend. Hold on, let's finish the line. But a pgima, how did you translate? Chip. If it's a chip, she yesh bochisaron, darko lishar kemoshi. That chip is not supposed to spread. And it's not mufulash, like it doesn't go all the way through. If it goes all the way through the shofar, then that's all. That's in the neck and the other side. Yeah, sorry.
He takes a sheet to that even a kosher who is.
We're going to get there. Well, here he says that by nifgam kosher b'kosher.
Kosher?
The nifgam case, the chip case is okay, b'kosher. Now, what if it's. We didn't get there yet. Hold on. Because Malcolm continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zayin. Imra'ahu kodim Rosh Hashanah, you saw that your shofar was chipped. Tov yosu l'sach noshlo yenirei pagum. It shouldn't look chipped. And therefore it's better to fix it. I don't know if that is just a hit or mitzvah type of thing. Zekeli v'ameo, mitzvah should be beautiful. It shouldn't look like the leftover shofar you took out of the garbage. Or there's something more inherent. It's not clear. Sivkatan lam dechas, so the cracked shofar, which cracked lengthwise, is going to be pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan lam dechas. What does a crack mean? Vidavka ben yizdak me'aver le'aver. That means it's cracked all the way through, not just like a tiny. If you take some sort of knife or razor, this is the thickness to the shofar, so you can just do 50% of the way through, not go all the way through. That's not what we're talking about. He says the crack is going all the way through. There's nothing missing from the shofar. It's just cracked. Again, the crack goes all the way through. There's nothing missing. And it didn't change the sound of the shofar. It's still going to be possum. Now, the question is, what do we mean by nizdak? We have three opinions in the Rishonim. Is it fully cracked, lengthwise? Is it mostly cracked, 51%? Or even a mashu? So, let's see. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings up two opinions. Two out of the three. Continues the Mechaber. Again, Nizdak la'orko pasul. What does it mean, la'orko? Yesh omer mafilu b'kol shu pasul. El in kein hitko harbe b'chut o b'mashicha. So, bring down the first opinion, the Yesh mafarshim of the Rosh, that even a mashu is going to be pasul unless you somehow tied it up in a way. It seems like everyone agrees The problem with it being cracked a mashahu is not the crack of a mashahu. It's that a mashahu leads to the whole thing cracking, and then boom, you lost the whole thing. So if you can figure out a way of making sure that that crack does not continue, here they're talking about tying it up with a chut, so then that's going to be okay. Skip the parentheses in a minute. B'yesh omrim davka berubo. And some say, that's a Magid Mishnah, that it's not going to be puzzle if it has a crack of a mashahu, but it will be puzzle if it has a crack of rove, going 50, more than 50% of the way length of the length of the shofar. Period. Mishmas if katan lam b'tes, but kol shehu, even a kol, the first opinion is kol shehu. Now, as a general rule, when you have two yesh omrims, the halacha is kebasra, like the second yesh omrim. Let's see. Mishmas if katan lam b'tes, even a mashahu, according to the first opinion, is going to be pasuk. Lefisha machmas haruach, because of the wind going through, the breath, the air going through, the chozek hatzkia, the strength of the shofar blast, Hasedek holech umosiv, the crack continues achi sade kulo, until it's fully cracked. The kala omed isade kesade dummy. If it's going to be cracked fully, it's as if it's fully cracked right now. The issue footnote 47 has a whole discussion. What does that mean? Is that concept of the Raisa concept, the Rabbanan concept? Even example the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the Rabbanan concept. Okay. Unless you tie it up, so that's not going to happen. Mishu Rasef Kata Mam, you tie it up. Shachut ma'amino shelo yitbaka yosef. You tie it up in a way that you hold it together, you tape it up. And now it's not going to go further. Now, that second yeshomim is dafka berubo. Mishu Rasef Kata Mam Gimel. Mishu derubo kikulo. Once it's robe, it's kikulo. Even if it's nizdak only on one side. What does one side mean? Meaning you don't need both sides to be cracked. It's the one side of the shofar to be cracked. But it's going all the way through. If it's less than 50% cracked, lengthwise, even if the crack is towards the mouthpiece and you don't have a shir tkiya before the crack, it's okay. So the ikir is like the second opinion. The general rule is halacha is like the second opinion. And the same thing over here. The ikir opinion is like the second opinion. Now, we're not looking for kulos in shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah. This is a very important mitzvah on a very important day. And therefore, take another shofar. But if you don't have another shofar available, so b'shas al-chak, you can rely on this opinion because this is the ikir opinion. Continues the Mishaburah. Talk of a shofar shenizdak b'miyuto. If you relied on this opinion, that's only possible if it's mostly cracked. You blew with a shofar that was 40% cracked. The achagach matzah shofar kosher, and then you later found a kosher shofar, meaning a complete shofar without any problems. Yachzor litzko bo v'lo yivarech, so he should blow again without a bracha. Okay. So in the Mechaber, we have two opinions. We don't have the opinion of Rashi and Tosis. We have Yesh Omrim B'Kol Shehu Pasul. It sounds like the Chatzchila one should be makbid like that. But the Iker opinion, if someone's stuck, is the second opinion. So as long as it's not majority cracked, it's going to be okay. What if it is a majority cracked, but it's not fully cracked? Rashi and Tosis would say that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring it down. So look at the Shbir Alacha, Divar Machlub Yesh Omrim Davka Berubo. Hine, mimada mechaber zochar, rak day azug lo zochar klal das a sovereign the dafka benizda kulo. The mechaber didn't bring down the third opinion, or what I would call the first opinion. He didn't bring down Rashi and Tosis. that it's only possible if it's entirely cracked. Mashma delosvile kein lalacha. So it sounds like why the Machaber brought down two out of the three. The third one he holds doesn't hold from at all. Mikamakom, but makom dechak gadol. But if you're in a super big pickle, shasat gadol sheiyef shalasik shofar michutz tchum afilai zikoy. You can't get the shofar even from out of town, even by getting a guy to go get it. You can't go get it. Tchum inside the guy. If it's not possible, you know the shofar. You're in Siberia. That's what you have. Yesh lismoch aldeos asovrim v'davka b'niz nakulo. So then you can rely on Rashi, v'toises Mordechai, smak v'rokeh. You can rely on that opinion that only Nizdakulo is possible, and this is not Nizdakulo, even though it's 80% correct, and you can still blow the shofar. Avakol shenishtayim ma'at, as long as there's a little bit left, it's not 100% correct, makshirim. Ach, he says, eid levarich ola, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Now, when the Mishabura brought down that the Bishasal Tchak, we can rely on the Rubo opinion, as long as it's a miut crack, it's okay, because that's the Iker, even though it's against the first opinion that says Mashu. So here in Sharat Siyun, he says if you find another one, you should blow it again without a bracha. Look at the Sharat Siyun Ois Ayin test. Nanias Daiti the Inyan Bracha. I feel talk about Parmisha Meshofar Shenizdak Rubo. Even if you relied on what I said in the Bir Halacha, and you used the shofar that was 80% crack because you're in Siberia and you had no other choice, and then all of a sudden someone shows up with a complete shofar without any problems, Gamke lo yivari b'pam shniya. Now you're going to blow again because you found a better shofar. You're not going to make a bracha on the second time. Not only if the first one was nizdak 40%, even if the first one was nizdak 80%, you're not going to make another bracha. Why? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't like that opinion. He didn't even bring it down. But there's a lot of Rishonim who are Mekel. We just had a list in the Bir Halacha. Rashi, Tosfos, Morchi, it's not okay. You have a lot of big Rishonim that say it's okay. So the Shulchan Aruch decided to leave that opinion out. The guy's in Siberia, he's going to blow that shofar. He's not going to make a bracha on it because it's not the most poskim say it's possible. And if he gets another shofar, he is going to make a bracha. But, I'm sorry, if he gets another shofar, he's going to blow the shofar again to cover himself because, according to Shulchan Aruch, the first one didn't count. But, says the Sharat Siyum, he should not make a bracha on the second shofar. He didn't make a bracha on the first one because it was Nisnak Rubo, according to most poskim, it's no good. He's also not going to make a bracha on the second blowing because there are a significant amount of poskim that say the first one was good, even though that's not the Iker Lahalacha. So he'll end up blowing the shofar twice, both times without the bracha. Okay, now we skipped the Ramo, we had the parentheses. Let's go back and look at this parentheses. So, the Mechaber told us, Nizdak L'Arko is possible. The first opinion, Yesham Fil B'Chol Shu possible, Elim Kain. So even in the Kol Shu we said it's possible, according to the first opinion, which is not the Iker La'alacha. Unless you tie it up to prevent it from cracking further. It says the Ramo. You tie it up, and says Rama, "V'nishtayir shir atzkiya mimakom akshiru ulamala letzad apeh." And you also need a full tefach from where you tied it up, I guess, from the beginning of the crack to where your mouth is. Mishra sifkata mem aleph. V'harbe achrona mekilim afilu lo nishtayir, because mashal lo nishtane kolo ayidei ahiduk. A lot of Rishonim say that it's not necessary. Even if you don't have a full tefach, because this, according to this opinion, the lengthwise crack is only going to pass it because we're afraid, or we consider the little crack as if it's going to continue and crack the whole thing. Once we come up with a method, we come up with a way of preventing the shofar from cracking fully, so then the shofar is kosher. And so that's the machlokes. Rama says no, but only if it's after the first tefach from the mouthpiece. And the Mishabura brings down harbi achronim who are mekel. Even if you don't have the full tefach, it's still going to be okay. Okay, that's good. Now, the continuation of... So, the first method of tying up the shofar, which the Mechaber recommends, is with string. Continues the mechaber. The imdibko, if you glue it, or I don't know, dibko is you stick it together, kosher. Afilu imdibko b'devek, even if you stuck it together with glue. So the mechaber says that's okay. That shitas arosh. V'yesh misha omer, this is the Ramban, she'eno kosher. Ela kishidibko ba'atzmo. Then no, you can't use outside materials to stick it together. You can't use glue. You have to, what do you do? He's going to explain. She'chimimo b'ur, you heat it up in a fire, ad she'nifshar, until it becomes malleable. V'chibek sosam ze'im ze, you shove it together, you hold it there for I don't know how long, and it'll end up sticking together, and you will no longer have the crack. So we have the Iker opinion is according to the Mechaber. Sounds like you can even do it with Devek. Mishmas Sukkot the Mem Vav. Mishmas Sukkot the Mem Dalad. Din Dibko v'Davka b'Devek Machshirinan. Davik Ilu Shalom. When you stick it with glue, you now it's as if you've made it complete once again. אבל מהדקו בחוטו משיחה לא מהני קיימן שנזדק רובו. Ah, okay, missed that. The idea that I could tie it together is only when it's cracked the mashu. Then we have the option of tying it together. Once it's already a majority cracked, and it's possible, according to the second opinion, and you want to make it kosher, then the chut won't help. Now you need glue. Oh, why is not considered a foreign substance? It's not considered using a foreign substance. The shining is like mineka. Because in Siv Zion, where they discuss holes and not filling in the hole with glue, that's a problem. Because here it's not a problem. Why? Because it's a crack, and cracks are small, and if you put the glue in, you stick it together, the glue is not recognizable. However, but if it's a wide crack and you see the glue, and you certainly have to be machmir in such a case, because then we view it as being a foreign substance. So the Iker opinion is that you're allowed to use the glue. And then the Yesh Misha Omer, that's the Ramban. Let's see where it goes. Torah Mishem Ramban. You can't use glue, you have to stick it to itself. It's like sealing it with a foreign substance. Foreign substance is a problem. How do we paskin? Says the Mishmur Svarah, Rishon, Iker. The Iker is the Rizah, Stam, the Yeshomer, Lachik is Stam, like the first opinion. If as a result of your gluing the shofar together, it changes the sound of the shofar, you should blow again, ubli bracha. Unless you're shatzal tchak, unless you're in, whatever, you don't have another shofar. Continues the mechaber. Kulo. If it's fully cracked, I feel it echad, even on one side, possible. Mr. Rusev cut the Lesu, ain shame, shofar love, it's no longer called a shofar. Kevan shenizdak kulo, since it's fully cracked. The sharatzi and ois peye, the shofar humilosh and shvaferet. We've already said the shofar comes from the term shvaferet. A shvaferet is a tube. A tube is hollow. It's not slit down the middle. She chalula, hollow. The kevan shenizdak mitarecha, but since it's slit down the side, ain't alav shem shofar. It's no longer considered a tube. It's no longer considered a shofar. That's not going to be good. So when it's fully cracked, so then you're ready, then you're stuck. Then you have no option. You can't glue it. You can't heat it up with fire and stick it together. That would be like the Mishnah said, Dibek Shivrei Shofros, perhaps. Then it becomes possible. Okay, so that's tough proof. Pay up. If Ches. Thank you.